WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I know, Stoicism might sound like some dusty old philosophy from your history textbook, but trust me, it's super relevant even today, especially for teens navigating the crazy roller coaster of emotions that comes with growing up. I ever feel like a volcano about to erupt. Like your emotions are running wild and you can't quite control them. You know that feeling when you're slammed with homework, dealing with social drama, and trying to figure out who you are all at the same time? Yes, it's a lot. That's where emotional awareness comes in. It's like having an internal GPS for your feelings. Today, we're diving into why emotional awareness is key for teenagers and how you can actually harness those emotions instead of letting them control you. Here are 5 things to keep in mind. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This one seems obvious, but seriously, it's the foundation. Don't try to push down your feelings or pretend they don't exist. It's like trying to ignore a buzzing fly, it just keeps getting louder. Instead, acknowledge them, name them, and accept them. Are you feeling frustrated? Anxious? Excited? Give those emotions a voice in your head. 2. Understand your triggers. We all have things that set us off a certain friend, a stressful situation, even a specific song. Pay attention to what makes your emotions spike and try to identify patterns. It's like detective work. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for dealing with them before they spiral out of control. 3. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating on a mountaintop, although that sounds pretty awesome. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment. Try taking a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed, or focus on the sensations of your body. Can you feel your feet on the ground, the air on your skin? Mindfulness helps you stay grounded and gives you space between your feelings and your reactions. 4. Communicate effectively. Bottling up your emotions only leads to explosions later. Learn to express yourself clearly and respectfully, even when it's tough. Talk to a trusted adult, friend, or therapist about what you're going through. And remember, good communication is a two-way street. Listen actively to others too. 5. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. Instead of turning to junk food or social media when stress hits, find healthy ways to release those emotions. Exercise, listen to music, write in a journal, spend time in nature, whatever works for you. Remember, your mental well-being is just as important as your physical health. Now, picture this. You're at school and your best friend accidentally trips over your back, spilling your lunch all over the floor. It's embarrassing, frustrating, and you feel your anger bubbling up. Instead of lashing out, you take a moment to breathe deeply, acknowledge your frustration, remind yourself that it was an accident, and then calmly ask your friend if they're okay. B. You navigated that situation with grace and composure. That's emotional awareness in action, recognizing your feelings, understanding their triggers, and responding constructively. It's a superpower you can develop to navigate the ups and downs of life with more resilience and confidence. So remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings, identify your triggers, practice mindfulness, communicate effectively, and find healthy coping mechanisms. These tools will help you not only understand your emotions better, but also gain control over them. Think about it, wouldn't it be amazing to feel less overwhelmed, more in charge of your reactions, and ultimately happier? It's totally possible. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. Leave a review if you find it helpful. Those reviews really help us reach more people. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media using #StoicMorningReset. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.